And Mr. Chairman, I believe we have still need to read the conduct of hearings. I believe we forgot to read that. I forgot to read that at the beginning. So
oh,
now that we're getting into our new business, it would be appropriate to do that.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening. And to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of those standards can be found on the table at the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct a question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on in publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
First case, please.
The first case is case number 11,955, George V. Hawney. Is that correct? Okay. Seeking a variance from the front yard setback for a through lot, sections 115-42B and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the southeast corner of Railway Road, Sussex County Road 350, and Denton Woods Road. The 911 address is 30973 Oakwood Road, Ocean View. Zoning district is general residential. Tax map is District 134, Map 8, Parcel 375. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 4-foot variance in a 40-foot front yard setback on a through lot. And we received zero mail returns, zero letters of opposition, and zero letters of support.
Okay. Thank you.
You're up, sir.
Sir, you go up and get sworn in first, if you would, please.
You're the first to go tonight, so.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John Stark, 2961 Skeeter Neck Road, Frederick, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. If you have any exhibits, you can send them down to Ms. Walls at the end.
Actually, I believe you have all the stuff over here. If you don't have a copy of the survey showing that you do.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought you did. Basically, what we were looking at, I represent Atlantis Homes, the construction company that's going to be building the house for Mr. Hawney.
Mm-hmm.
We came forward because we expressed to him that, you know, we could put the house on his lot, but he had to apply for a variance. And I'm not quite sure, did you say the variance was for a front yard setback?
Correct.
And I guess that's maybe a technicality, I guess, because the front yard can be determined by which road we're talking about.
Okay.
We're asking actually for, I'm assuming, which would have been the rear yard setback off of,
Mr.
not inside Denton Woods.
Just for clarification, this property actually has three front yards.
Yes, right. Okay.
So when this initially came up, it was advertised as a rear yard, and then it was discovered that it's actually a through lot.
Yes.
So that's why they had the front yard. So I presume what you're looking at is the front would be oak wood as far as the orientation? Or is
no.
the front Denton's wood?
Actually would be, well, however
the
way you want to
put
it.
The front of the house.
Railway Road is the where we're going for the variance for.
Correct. But is that going to be the, I guess,
that is going to be the gabled end of the house. We're shotgunning it in. So well, the front door will actually face toward Denton Woods Road.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Ms. Secretary, mm-hmm. isn't normally the shortest distance between the, on the parcel?
Typically it is, but again, this property has,
well,
it is a through, it actually has three.
Yeah. Three.
It has, it is a through lot, both over here and over here, which would make this the corner front, which would make this one the 15 and those the other two front yards.
Oh, okay. That'll put it in compliance on the other two.
Correct. 30 foot, 40 foot, 15
about
foot.
15 feet.
And 10 for the
and 10 on the other.
Side.
Okay, Christ, that's interior.
Everybody on the same
so,
page.
30 foot, 40 foot,
right?
15
and 10.
10.
Okay.
Okay.
And you only got one of them you got a problem with.
But what you're saying is what would otherwise be the rear.
Yes.
Now the problem.
If you're looking at your map, which is showing Railway Avenue and the way we're putting it in Railway Road, that's where we're asking for the variance, which we got when we came in and they said that was the through lot. We met the setbacks from the Denton Woods Road. We're going to meet the setbacks from Oakwood Road, but I'm asking because of the length of the house to have an encroachment into the setbacks on Railway Road, since we have three different lots there. And by the rules, they're trying to keep it to a minimum. We're looking for an extra 3 feet. I asked for four, which is only 1 foot more than what we needed. And we'll be about a foot off everywhere else.
And you don't sell a 66-foot long home?
I do, but that's not what he asked for.
That's the question I was going to ask, John.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step out of turn.
Sorry.
Figured it was just an obvious question.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
and we do realize that, but I mean, you know, the homeowner is always right. When he asked us for what we do, I said, look, this is your issues. That's what you have to go for, so you have to apply for a variance because of the size of the house.
Sure. 70 or 67.
We tried to meet the front setbacks because that's the normal setback that they have within the development. We've got the house. It didn't go to, you know, is maximizing as much as he could. But because of the nature of the lot, we had to ask for the variance because it's not often that you run onto a lot that has three different setbacks that you have to meet. And if you've ever driven down that road, the farther you go past that Railway Avenue, you're just about hitting water. So there's not much more road after that.
No. Okay, let's see if we got any further questions then. Mr. Mills, you have any more?
I do.
Okay.
I see on the opposing lot across from Bentwood or Denton Woods, that there's a house. It appears it may be meeting set, don't know, across Dentonwood, that is a through lot, the mirrored lot. Yeah.
I'm coming.
Okay. And is there, do you know if there's variances there?
We did not verify on that particular lot, but I can get back to you on that.
Are you aware of other variances there on the railway road?
Sorry. I'm not.
Okay. No other questions?
Ms. McGee, would you like to?
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Me.
Mr. Ritter?
Yes, I'd like him to clarify it by addressing the criteria for a variance, the five. I think that'll clear things up without asking you all these questions.
You understand. You have to convince
yes.
us that you meet those standards.
Yeah, and we answered the questions in the paperwork, but what I had is, lot 51 is 137 feet deep with 70 foot of setbacks, 30 foot front, 40 foot rear, creating a reduced placement area. The shape of the lot does not allow for the possibility of turning the lot, which is what I think Mr. Mills was asking about for the one across the street. So we, in our terminology, we called shotgunning it in from the front street that I'm calling, which I believe is
Oakwood.
Yes.
Oakwood.
So from Oakwood, we're putting the house in with the gabled end facing that direction. The house would then face the front property, which makes it a little bit more appealing that way. And I think that met the criteria for the uniqueness of the property. Cannot otherwise be developed Actually, the house could, but because of the size of the house that he asked for, that's why we asked for it. We have the home placement will conform with community variance, but the rear setback is the only thing that we're asking for because this is not an interior lot. This is one of those through lots, which gives us that extra setback that most everybody else does not have to abide by. And it was not created by the applicant because he just bought the lot that was there. And it's just that we have all of the issues that are set up by them. So I said the home will be placed 30 foot plus one from the Oakwood Road. Will meet the side setbacks. Setbacks claim more than 50%. Will not claim more than 50% of the lot depth. So I'm hoping that meets criteria three. And four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And as I stated, the house is a manufactured home just like the rest of them that are in the area there, so we're not changing the looks or overall appeal of the property itself. And the minimum variance, the home is 70 feet long. Lot has a 67 foot available minus 1 foot each for the buffer. So, like I said, we tried to minimize the amount that we're asking for, which meets criteria five.
Okay.
I'm going back to your question, Mr. Gertz.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you know of all these setbacks when you purchased this lot?
Actually, he got all of these when he did it, and we told him that when he
purchased the lot, well, did he know that you had all these setbacks?
I can answer.
Sir,
you need to come up front.
You can come up and be sworn in.
You can testify. We just need you to swear in. Can you state your name and address for the record?
George Hodney, 2303 Angel Drive, Wilmington, Delaware, 19808.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Now you can come up there, sir. Now you can answer a question if you would, please.
I have the original from, I bought it from Pet Narrow, and it does not show any setbacks on it.
We'll take it.
And sir, if you can try to testify near the microphone so we can catch you on the recording.
Is this the only copy you have?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll make a copy and get you the original back. Because we just note that it's signed and sealed, so we don't want to keep it.
Okay.
Same thing we got in it.
So when you purchased the lot, were you aware of the setbacks?
No, I just went by that paper that he gave me when I bought it from him. There was no house on it at the time, so I wasn't really aware of all the setbacks.
So you were also not aware that the setbacks took up more than 50% of the linear footage of the buildability of the lot.
I just kind of went by what they were telling me.
That was an interesting point you brought out.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a lot that is
very restrictive.
136 feet, I take it. Mm-hmm. And with 70 feet of front setbacks on each end, which is more than 50% of the total lot length.
Yes.
And that wasn't created by the applicant.
They were only looking at, 760 square feet for the mobile home?
No, this one's going to be almost 2,000 square feet.
Almost 2,000, I mean?
Yeah, it's a 28 by 70, right?
70?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought so.
You still get your answer?
Okay.
You okay?
I think I might actually have an answer to Mr. Mills' question. Without actually doing any research, it appears that this house and this house may have needed variances at some point.
Lots 326 and 328, Ms. Cornwell?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like they're close.
In 370, maybe.
Correct.
Well into us. Well, maybe not.
Maybe not this one, but I think these two, just based on the aerials, look close to the rear yard setback, to the front yard setback.
Right.
Off of Railway Road.
Off of Railway Road.
Okay.
And then, of course, the interior lots have, 15-foot rear? 20?
Let me check the zoning. It's
GR.
It's 10-foot rear. 10-foot rear and 10-foot sides.
Right. Okay.
Through yet, Chairman? I'm not through yet.
Okay, no, I already.
So after you answered all those five, okay, I have a problem with cannot otherwise be developed. You got a meet all the standards, okay? What's your five? How would you answer that? Cannot otherwise be developed. And, of course, you made the statement it could be developed because that would be 66, right? Your next size down?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how would you answer that question?
Well,
only that the applicant, you know, wants a 70-footer instead of 60.
My answer to that question would be the answer to Ms. McGee's question was whether he was knowledgeable of being able to build what he had on the lot.
But you
so were. When he asked for it, well, I was because I went through the process to ask you if we could ask for the variance because of that. Yes, we could build something less.
Right.
But, you know, if you were building your house, would you want it 3 foot less than what you wanted?
It's not what I want.
I understand.
Okay.
But that's...
You got to meet the five standards. I'm not here being questioned.
Yes.
You are.
Okay.
Okay.
Well...
Now let's go back to that again.
Okay. As far
okay.
As,
how
as
would
far
you
as
answer
that
it?
Can be developed. We could develop with a lower lot, but if the lot didn't have the restrictions that it had on it, we could build what he asked for.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That's a good answer.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the difference in a 66-foot length house versus a 70? Is there anything marketability or
well,
the
it's
need
four,
for?
Well, it's 4 foot by 28 foot, which is almost 100 square foot more house, which would be a bedroom or a den or whatever that he could add onto the house.
Okay.
Marketability, yeah, the larger house would be better down in that area than the smaller house would be. True. You wanted to answer?
Yes. When I went into the land sales, it actually is one of their lot models that they had on their lot. It was a spec that they were having a sale on it, and that's how we went about picking it out. Or hence, I wouldn't have picked it out because of this, you know, that the porch is 6 foot by the end of the house is 6 foot long.
Yes.
But you can't. The main roof, you could even, you know, there's nothing really you can do about it.
So to answer the question, the man was looking at a price, and that's what he wanted to get, and that's what he wanted.
Okay. Is it a two-story home or single story?
It's a single. It's just single a ranch-style house.
Ranch-style home.
Yep.
Okay. No other questions.
Any further?
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Jim?
Is that the home that you picked out, is it comparable to other homes that are in there? Is that?
Yes, it's a double wide trailer, and I think it'll add to the beauty of the neighborhood.
Everything else in there is primarily ranch type of.
Well, yeah, it's either double wides or single wide houses in the vernacular.
But in the development, or
yes.
Is that primarily ranch homes?
Yes,
ranch style homes. Okay.
Yep.
No other questions.
All right. Thank you. Any further questions, Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you plan on having any direct access to Railway Road, or will the access be from Denton Woods Road or Oakwood Road?
Access is probably going to be from Oakwood Road. Right?
It would be Oakwood.
Okay. Well, let me get his orientation map here again.
I guess there's a question. Are other homes in that neighborhood, do they have access to Railway Road or do they go to the interior?
No, they don't have access to the through road on the back. So
and
access would be from Oakwood.
You intend to be consistent with the access to those interior roads rather than Railway Road.
Yes.
Yeah, and actually,
correct?
If you look at the way that it's printed off, he already has an access road right off of Oakwood there.
That's the driveway.
Yes, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, and one of the things with through lots is we kind of look at where the access points are.
Yeah, well,
so
yeah,
more
yeah.
of a rear yard as far as your use rather than a true through lot.
There's a big swell there from the drainage. There's no way you can use it as an access if you wanted to.
Oh, between the house
between
and railway?
Between the house and railway, yes.
Is there, to the best of your knowledge, a gap in the edge of paving from Railway Road to your rear yard? Is that swale on your property line?
I think it's in the buffer, the utility setback off of Railway.
So there is, in fact, a gap between the property line and
yes.
the pavement.
Yes.
So. Looking at what your layout plan is, the home wouldn't be 36 feet from the edge of paving a Railway Road. It would
it's
be further
be from the property line.
Okay, but it would be further from the edge of paving.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know how much further, if you had to guess?
I'm going to say that from that yellow dotted line to the road is probably an additional 10 feet.
So
10 to 15, somewhere in that area.
Because that swell is pretty big.
All right. Now, I didn't see a proposed HVAC system or steps to this home. Will those be within the building envelope?
Yes. The HVAC may encroach into the side yard setback on the 10-foot side, but it won't be enough to...
It's allowed to encroach 5 feet.
No, that's right. And then the other one is the access off of the front road coming up.
It's three if it's a window unit.
They can encroach 3 feet.
Window units are. So, in
this
your...
Split system air conditioner, which is not more than 30 inches wide.
But the point being is that we don't see that on this plot in front of us, nor is it advertised for side yard setbacks. So any HVAC system needs to make sure it meets the county setback requirements.
Okay.
My suggestion there would be to contact the staff about that.
Yep.
But you have the room.
Yes.
On that other side to move towards Denton.
And. One point here that I know you've got, it looks, and you referenced that it's 3 feet or 4 feet, and it looks like you've got a 1 foot buffer there from where it would be placed. Is there a reason why the variance is 4 feet rather than 3 feet? Because it would seem to me that you could move the house closer to Oakwood Road.
You said that earlier, that you only need
well,
three.
Yeah, but the issue is this, and I've been through enough of these to understand that if I ask for the minimum, which would be 3 foot, and push it to the 1 foot, that as soon as one of the inspectors comes out and I'm 3 inches over, I'm back in here for another $400 expense because I'm 3 inches over. When you try to go to the exact setbacks of a house, mm-hmm. and then you set it on there, because as you know, we put footers in and then we put the house on top of the footers. If the set crew decides to move it forward or to the side and we're right on, I'm going to be right off when they come measure it. So I normally try to give us a little bit of buffer that way. That's
understood. Fine. Okay. Thank you for clarifying. Okay. I believe that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I got one from Mrs. McGee.
Has there ever been a house on that lot?
There was a single wide, I believe, on that property before.
That was my, I was told by the neighbors there was a single wide, and they tried to sell it with the single wide on it. They just removed it because it was so old.
As you can see,
there's existing electric on the lot. The driveway was there. Mm-hmm. Yes.
An opening.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think there's an obvious uniqueness in the property being having four front or three front yard setbacks. Which makes it difficult to develop in strict conformity, whereas the interior lots are certainly much less restrictive. I think what they're asking for is a minimum to afford relief, and I don't see where it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Cannot have been created by the applicant. Obviously, the applicant didn't know through his testimony that he was faced with these type of setbacks, and I think it might be difficult for most anybody to put a reasonably sized home in there, considering the fact that the setbacks in question are actually more than 50% of the lineal footage of the lot. And I think that addresses the standards for granting the variance for case number 11,955. I make a motion we approve it.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mrs. McGee that we approve case number 11,955. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Record?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mrs. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,955 is approved.